Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 2. Psalm chapter 2. I'd like for you just to hold your finger there and turn over to Isaiah chapter 6. I'd like to read the first 6 verses. Isaiah chapter 6. And then we'll look at the book of Psalms. The scriptures set forth in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, and above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Let's pray. Father, would you bless this morning? Bless that which we have heard and which we shall, for Christ's sake. Amen. Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. He was sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train, his skirts, the glory of the heavens filled the temple. And the seraphims, the glorious manifestations of the triune God in Christ, the seraphims, above the throne of the Lord, they cried, the scripture says, unto another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. That is, his glory is the fullness of the whole earth. And then Isaiah said, Woe is me. I'm undone. I'm cut off. Because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Oh, what mercy that Almighty God would bring a man to see something of himself. Needy, helpless, unclean. And then from that exalted position, being above the throne, there flew one of the seraphims, Isaiah said, unto me, and he had in his hand a live coal taken with one of the tongs, the scripture says, from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Oh, the glory and mercy of Almighty God to take the live coal of God's Word, which is from Christ Himself, the altar, We have an altar. And apply it to the lips of a man's heart. And to declare to that man, by grace, under the preaching of the gospel, having seen God Almighty by faith, your iniquity is purged. God has put away your guilt. Can you imagine that Almighty God would teach a man that unsought, that man not seeking God, not following after the Lord, that Almighty God would stop him in the midst of his waywardness? God Almighty would just arrest him. Just like he arrested Saul of Tarsus, he arrests every one of his elect. Now I want you to turn Psalm 2. And in this blessed psalm, there's three speakers. Three are going to speak. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this blessed psalm, which is the triune testimony of God's mercy to His people, God is going to speak. And here's the voice of the Father. And He asked in verse 1, "Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing?" Almighty God sets forth that man is a rebel against Him. God Himself asked this question. I thought, what a question. Why do the heathen rage against Almighty God? Why do they have a tumultuous, the margin says, assembly? Why are they mad? Why are you mad? Why does a heathen, a rebel against God, if a man dies in rebellion against God, if a man stands before God Almighty, and Almighty God puts that man in hell, why are you mad? You did what you wanted to do. You wanted to rebel against God. Why, if a man believes a false gospel when God Almighty warned him, believe not every spirit? Why, if a man trusts in his own works of self-righteousness, why, if a man believes, I have done something, why, if Almighty God in that day cast him out, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain, empty? Why are men raging against the revealed truth of Almighty God? I'll tell you why. It's like Brother Norm just said. Man is dead in sin. He's a rebel against God. You consider man's enmity and folly against God. It says they rage and they imagine a vain thing. Let me ask you this. Why do the heathen rage? Why does a man rage against God when Almighty God said, "I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy"? Why? That is the very statement that men ought to praise God Almighty for. You mean to tell me that in Adam, all that die in Adam, that God Himself has set forth that He's going to have mercy and compassion on whomsoever He will? Do you think that it's possible that God would have mercy on me? Could I find myself in that number? Why do the heathen rage? Why do they assemble themselves together? Why such a violent uproar against God? Why? Ignorantly, they meditate upon something that they cannot do. That is, thwart the purpose of Almighty God. Verse 2 and 3. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, and let's cast away their cords from us. Does a man think? Now here the scriptures set forth that man is a impotent, spiritually impotent creature. The scripture sets forth that God's law, God's rule, God's word, God's truth shall surely stand. The soul that sinneth is going to die. Does a man truly think that he can set himself up and take counsel against the Lord, against Jehovah, Father, Son, Spirit, and against His anointed, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, God Himself, becoming a man? Does a man think that he can take counsel and get together and figure out, we're going to break their bands asunder? I'm not going to have God Almighty to rule over me. I'm not going to have this man to tell me what to do. I have my own free will, and I can make up my mind for myself. Man doesn't believe he's dead. He doesn't believe that. Man does not think that he is impotent before God Almighty. Do you think that you can break the band of God's authority? Do you think that you can stand up and resist Almighty God? Can a man break the band of God's law? Can a man be his own God? Can man destroy the mandates of God? Who made all this? Who created all this? Who made you? Who made me? The soul of every man, every woman is His. The souls of all men are mine. And He said, I will do with my own as I will. Can a man separate himself from the cords of God's purpose to show compassion to whomsoever he will? Leave a man to himself, and I'll tell you sadly, that old man with his wicked heart will do nothing but die in his sins. I'm telling you, I pray that Almighty God deliver us from the thoughts that we have the ability to separate ourselves from God and His counsel, His anointed, break the bands asunder and cast away His cords from us, and we can be our own man. God help us. Because I'm telling you, if that's the case, if that's the way we die, we're going to perish. Oh, but he that rests in heaven, I can tell you this, he's going to have his way. Psalm 33:11, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Men are born with a heart that says, I'm not going to have God tell me what to do. I'll tell you this. I know this. I can do something. I can do something. My faith is going to save me. My baptism is going to save me. My profession is going to save me. My church membership. I'm a member of Katy Baptist Church. I was born in this church, raised in this church. I sat under Brother Scott. I'm glad. If Almighty God doesn't deliver you from finding all of your rest and comfort in that, you're going to perish. The Scriptures set forth that Almighty God, who hears and knows the very thoughts of men's hearts, He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Oh, bless the Lord, that Almighty God has set forth. He shall do all His pleasure. I'm telling you right now, a man raging against God Almighty and thinking that he can hinder God's purpose. Did Almighty God say that man was incapable? Yes. Did the Lord Jesus Christ say no man can come to me except it were given unto him of my Father? Yes. Did Almighty God say, without me, you can do nothing? Yes. And man will raise his head in rebellion against God, and Almighty God will laugh at him. He'll laugh at him. Can you imagine? I'm telling you that the raging tumult of the rebel against God can no more hinder God's purpose than a howling dog can arrest the progress of the moon. Dog just sit there and howl all night at it, and that moon's going to do just exactly what it does. Don't stop God. He shall have them in derision. He's going to mock them. You mock God Almighty. You mock God's Word. You say in your heart, I will not believe that. I'm telling you, God's going to mock you. For the objects of His mercy, Almighty God is going to do something. He's going to have to do something. The Scripture sets forth, then He shall speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. God Almighty is going to deal with sin. He's going to deal with rebellion. And for the wicked, this is what's going to happen. Let me just be honest with you. Listen, here's what's going to happen. A man that refuses to bow. Now this is what the Scripture says. Almighty God said that I'm going to show mercy to whomsoever I will. Now that's what the Lord said. Almighty God has set forth that He has a people. He's got an elect. The Scriptures are so filled with that. We could spend the rest of the day talking about God's elect and God's predestinating glory and God's choosing and God's purpose and on and on and on. God Almighty says He has a people. And here's how you'll know. If Almighty God Himself has said that His people will realize that they can do nothing to justify themselves before God. Marvin, how can I know that I'm one in that assembly? How do I know? Here it is. Here, I'm going to tell you the whole thing. You believe God. You believe God. You take God's side against yourself. You say, Lord, as You say You are, You are. As You say I am, I am. The Scripture sets forth, He's going to speak unto all that rebel against Him in wrath, and all that do not bow. And I'll tell you this, your very bowing is a result of Almighty God giving you a new heart. He has to impart life. He's got to give you a new heart. He has got to create in you what is not there. And He will give you a new heart. He'll put you under the truth. He'll teach you. He'll grant you faith to believe, and that faith is the result. It's not the reason for your salvation. Faith is the result of life. Faith. You believe God. He's going to deal with those that stand in rebellion against Him in wrath, and to fall into the hands of a living God, that's a fearful thing. But I'll tell you this, His people, they're going to have their sin dealt with too. They're going to have their guilt dealt with too. And Almighty God is going to deal with the objects of His mercy, all that have been chosen in Christ. Does God have a right to do that? Does God Almighty have a right to make one vessel unto honor and another vessel unto dishonor? Does He? Yes, He does. Yes, He does. I know what the natural man thinks. I know what he thinks. Man, I've been there. That ain't fair. That ain't fair. As I've said before, you want to talk about fair? How about if Almighty God lets everybody perish? We're all guilty. We're all guilty. That ain't fair. Well then, in Adam all die. And Almighty God sends this whole world to hell. And God is just. And man's guilty. And man got just exactly what he deserved. Now that's just, I'm telling you, that's just the way it is. Almighty God is going to deal with all sin. He's going to deal with it either personally in that sinner, or He's going to deal with it in a substitute. Oh, what is He going to do? He must be just. Here's what He does. He said in verse 6, yet. Well, that's one of those, I think about that, in that scripture that says, but God, who is rich in mercy. Yet, with all that's been said in those first five verses, have I set my King upon my holy hill in Zion. Here's what we are in ourselves. We're rebels against God, running just as fast as we can away from Almighty God, and Almighty God says, stop them, arrest them. Stop. From going down to the pit, I found a ransom. Found a ransom eternally. He's always found a ransom. God's never learned anything. Nothing's ever come into God's knowledge that wasn't there before. Almighty God says, yet have I set. I have anointed my King upon my holy hill of Zion. Let me tell you what's going on right now. Almighty God ruling. He's ruling. He's doing just exactly what He will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And no man is stopping Him. He's doing just exactly what He's eternally purposed to do. He's calling out His sheep under the sound of the gospel, under that blessed message that exalts His darling Son, the one that was crushed. Almighty God is set. But this blessed King, this blessed Redeemer, He didn't assume that spiritual kingdom Himself. It was given Him. I have set. Look at Hebrews 5. This just, we're going through the book of Hebrews, but Hebrews 5, verses 4 and 5. This is what the Scripture says. Hebrews 5, verse 4 and 5. No man taketh this honor, being a priest unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron, so also Christ, glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. In that eternal today with God, the great I am, he who ever liveth, eternally set up, The Father anointed the Son to be the head of His glorious kingdom. Here's some good news. I've already read what we are in ourselves. I already know what we do by nature. We rage against God. We imagine vain, empty, silly things. Paul is man-centered, man-exalting, self-righteous. Oh, just pat ourselves on the back and powder our faces and just it's just a stench in the nostrils of Almighty God and set ourselves up and said, I'm not gonna listen to that mess. I'm not gonna hear that. And Almighty God says, I'm gonna laugh at you. I'm gonna mock you. You mock me, you'll be mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that's what he's gonna reap. But the Lord has set up His King upon His holy hill. Anointed. Jehovah appointed His people to have a sovereign Redeemer and a Mediator that would represent them before Him. God is going to be approached totally in absolute holiness. You don't come into God's presence except absolutely holy, perfect. And what did He do? The Lord was made like unto His people. He was made like unto His people, yet without sin. The representative, the mediator, the surety, chosen of God and accepted of God. And everything that we need, God shall supply all of your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You know what that means? That means that everything that God demands of His people, He looks to the Son. He looks to the Son. Here's some good news. He looks to His Son. Listen to Psalm 84:9. Behold, O God, our shield, Christ Himself. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of Thine anointed. Lord, You demand absolute obedience. Lord, look at Christ for me. Lord, look at my shield. This is what God said. I'm going to set up. I have set up my King upon my holy hill. And then the Lord Jesus Christ speaks, starting at verse 7 to 9. Here's the voice of the Son. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me. This is what the Father said to Him. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. The Lord has a decree. An authoritative order. According to the absolute dictates of His holiness and His law. A decree. It's an order by a competent ruler. And this decree satisfies all of the demands for justice and mercy. And this decree, it's absolute holy. Holy. And it even must be declared by one who is absolutely holy. This cannot even be spoken except by Him who is absolutely holy. This glorious decree, the glorious gospel. We stand here and we preach. This dear brother stands here. I try to stand here and preach. And the glorious gospel of God's grace, this decree, Paul says, we preach unto you in Christ's stead. We declare unto you the gospel in Christ's stead. This glorious gospel. Absolute holiness itself. That book that was given, there was one sitting on the throne. And in his hand was the book. The book, the decree of man's redemption. Sealed with seven seals. This is what God has to say. This is how God is going to satisfy Himself. This is how Almighty God is going to save a sinner. This is how God is going to be just and justify a sinner. This is how God is going to do it. Here's the book. And no one was found in heaven or earth or under the earth that was worthy to open the book or to declare its decrees. What we preach is absolute holiness unto the Lord. And when we preach, how we must realize, oh, but for the grace of God, even in my presentation, if God were to mark iniquity, I would not stand before Him. It's by the grace of God that you can even hear this. It's by the grace of God that this glorious gospel has been allowed to be here all these many years. This glorious decree, the gospel of God's sovereign saving grace that is in direct conflict with the devices of man and his raging and his imagination and his vain thinking. Who's worthy? Who's worthy? And John said there was none found worthy. And he said, I wept. Oh, I wept bitterly. And one of the angels came over and said, don't weep. Don't weep. Behold, the Lamb. He's worthy to take the book and to loose the seals thereof and to declare the decree of Almighty God that peace is established before God and a rebellious people that He's everlastingly loved. Peace. He's going to declare it. The Lord says, I will declare the decree. He said to me, you're my son. Thou art my son. This day have I begotten me. Ask of me, and I'm going to give you the heathen for your inheritance. Here's a promise. I'm going to give you out of every nation and kindred. That's what He said. I will give thee the heathen for thy inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Out of every nation and kindred, tribe and tongue, a people that I've chosen to show mercy to. I'm going to give these heathens, those that had raged in their own hearts in rebellion against God Almighty. Not all of them, but those that He chose to show mercy to. That's what He said. Those that would never come to Himself, a new heart, I'm going to give them. Sinners from the uttermost parts of the earth, those who are in themselves nothing but a desert, they're going to be made in Christ partakers of the oasis of His holiness. I'm going to give you the heathen for your inheritance. The heathen? Yeah. Is there any other kind out there that God saves? This is a faithful saying. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. Heathens. Just like me and you. Heathens. And Almighty God is going to rule. Thou shalt break them, verse 9, with a rod of iron, dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Everybody going to bow. Let me just sit for whether it be haters of God who die in their sins or those who shall be willing in the day of His power. Everybody going to be bowing. He's going to conquer His people. All is going to magnify His justice or His mercy. I looked something up a while ago. I want you to turn to Revelation 19. Four times. Revelation 19. Four times in all of the Scriptures. Four times in all of the Scriptures. The word hallelujah. 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 The word hallelujah is actually in the Scriptures. Hallelujah. Four times that word is used, Pat, in all the Scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. four times. And all four times it's found right here in these six verses in Revelation 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. God's people are going to set forth and cry, Alleluia, because He's sovereign. For true and righteous are His judgments, for He hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of His servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. They're going to cry, Alleluia, when God puts rebels in hell. Hallelujah, because He's sovereign. Hallelujah, because He's just. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God for all, and praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. God Almighty is absolutely in total, absolute control of all things. God Himself is going to absolutely have every knee bow. Every tongue is going to confess. God the Father has spoken. God the Son has spoken. And now the Spirit of God, in closing, in verses 10 to 12, says this, Be wise. Now therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and you perish from the way when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. Here's what God the Spirit says. Be wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God's going to have to make a man wise unto salvation. There's the command. There's the command right there. Be wise. Be wise. Lord, you're going to have to make me thus. I don't have the ability to do that. Lord, would you give me a knowledge of your Son? Be instructed. That's what he says. Be wise. Be instructed. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Don't refuse Him who speaks from heaven. Hear the gospel. If Almighty God is set forth in His Scripture, that which He set forth, be instructed. Lord, instruct me. Lord, teach me. Serve the Lord, verse 11, with fear. And rejoice with trembling. Let reverence for Him be mixed with your joy. Lord, thank you. Thank you for teaching me. Oh, God, help me. Help me, Lord. And be reconciled to Him. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and you perish from the way. Lay hold of Him. That's what the Scripture says. That's what Scripture says. Lay hold by faith. He who kisses the Son kisses the Father. Kiss them and trust Him. James 4:10 says, Humble yourself. Now I know that a man will never do that of himself. But if he, by the grace of God, God gives a man a new heart, when God Almighty commands that man humble himself by God's grace, by God's power, God will give a man a heart and that man will bow before Him. And he won't find any glory in it of himself. He'll say, Lord, I am what I am by your grace. You have taught me. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. Oh, I pray that the Lord bless these words to our hearts. This is what we are in ourselves. This is what the Son has said concerning the decree. I will declare. I will declare the decree. He is the light of the world. He's the instructor. the illuminator. The light that we have, He taught us by His Holy Spirit. Lord, teach me. Lord, help me. For Christ's sake. Amen. All right.